Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom, That's True Hot Takes. Dom, that's hot takes. Dom, that's...
That's true hot, hot takes, seems like...
Hot, true takes. Hot.
Dom, that's hot takes.
Oh, so you're just going to erase me, but we keep you.
That's why I liked Dom, that's true hot takes, but you kept going.
Dom, true's hot.
Damn, Dom, that's truly hot.
Dom's... Dom, true... Lions don't...
Lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of people named Truman.
Dom, that's true hot takes week three. I'm your host, Buzz, True Machine Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Boop.
Oh, and Dom, we've got plenty of hot takes that are from all over. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, wherever people could find us, they were giving us hot takes. Giving me hot takes. You get any hot takes?
No.
You retweeting me?
Yeah.
You restorying me?
I
tagged you on my story so you could do it.
I did. Then I'm just kidding. I did do it.
I know you did. I forgot.
On Instagram.
I actually had good success on Instagram.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And I good success on Snapchat. Actually, the least successful on Twitter, which is where we normally been getting our hot takes.
Maybe we need to switch up our algorithm.
Well, that's why I'm all over, buddy. Buddy, you got to be all over.
Okay.
See, if you're one of Owen's friends, just know that Owen doesn't love you enough to get hot takes from me.
I guess not.
So all my friends. Kiss. All right, here we go. Owen, let's start with the Disney.
Shocking that.
This week, because Owen's been calling me a Disney adult for the last, I don't know, month.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I've had
a good run.
I posted Universal Better Than Disney also as just, and that got a fair amount of engagement, I'm not going to lie to you. First one comes from Katie W. It says, Universal better for thrill rides, Disney better for nostalgia. She said, and I could elaborate, but I'm too tired, but both are ridiculously overpriced. True.
Is this Northeast, Katie?
Yes.
Okay, I figured.
Let's just go Universal better rides, Disney better for nostalgia. That's the take.
How about that? S tier.
Yeah, I think that's S tier.
Just correct.
Yes.
Universal's rides are way better.
I would probably agree with that.
Like Space Mountain's good.
Space Mountain is solid.
And was it Yeti Expedition Everest?
Expedition Everest is good. Thunder Mountain is pretty good.
Soarin' is good. That's like the only coaster that's worth a shit.
The Guardian of the Galaxy one is pretty cool now.
Yeah.
That's a newer one for people that know Ball. See, I'm not a Disney adult. I just simply know Disney Ball.
That's what it is. But yeah, S tier take on that.
I feel good putting that one in S tier.
Put the date on there.
For the Disney rides? For the Disney takes?
Yes. We need... you're right. We're not going to do this again. You don't need to put a date.
It's fine. No. Let's
stay consistent. Unless you want to do... No, take the date off. Unless you think you're going to ask it about Disney again, which you probably will.
I'm going to fuck you up, dude. All right. Let's keep it moving before Owen keeps pissing me off. This one comes from Kathleen. It says, if Huskers were playing as bad as the Cats are this season, the fans would be calling for a new coach.
Correct.
But I think that says more about Nebraska fans than anything.
That is correct.
It says a lot about Nebraska fans.
Nebraska fans are very ready to jump ship on any coach. They do not give anyone any time. And understandably so. When you had a program that was successful as they were in the late 90s to early 2000s, you're going to have no patience because you've been at the top of the mountain and you know what it takes. So your brand should be big enough to draw that in. Yeah, S tier. The fall off of Nebraska really has to be studied. You know, from once a perennial top 10 powerhouse to where, like, you, any given year, you could pick them to win the national championship, and that wouldn't be crazy. To where they are now, where making bowl games is celebrated.
Yep. By the way, that did go in the S tier. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Next one comes from Jonah. Says Scataboo is going to have a short career.
Yes.
If he keeps lowering his head on.
Another S tier take.
On it hits like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I keep telling people, he's going to scramble his eggs pretty quick.
He already scrambled his eggs in the Big 12 championship game.
Did he? I don't remember that.
He was, like, sick. He did not look good. He looked concussed the whole game, and he played it.
Yeah, and he still ran all over him.
He's going to be good, but he's going to kill himself.
Yeah, he's going to be in trouble. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna give this an S tier.
Just do.
I think the only way this changes is if Scadaboo stops running like he.
Just do Scadaboo's short career.
Running.
You don't need to type all that out. Just do Scadaboo's short career.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Jonah, 9-22. Let's make it a little bit smaller. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I completely agree with it.
This one comes from Kayla. This is Chiefs fixed? ? They played one of the worst teams in the league. And she clarified that she's a Giants fan.
Mm.
I think that's fair.
B tier. Because I do think they did improve a lot, but
Chiefs not fixed, just played bad team.
Yeah. But I do also think that this is mainly a joke, so
yes. But we're equal opportunity hot takes. We're equal opportunity content machines. There you go. All right. Oh, sorry. That went in B tier for anybody's. Sorry. I got to remember to click out of it.
Mm.
Auburn versus Oklahoma. Refs gave the game away. Auburn should have won.
This did not watch the game.
I know. I was going to see if I could pull up. Let me see how many penalties there were.
Okay.
From week 4. Oklahoma once 24-17. I didn't think Tanner was an Auburn fan. I thought he was an
Auburn fan. Yes, he is. That is consistent.
Let's see. Upon quick observation, 13 penalties for 85 yards for Auburn.
Mm.
9 penalties for 99 yards for Oklahoma. I mean, they sacked Auburn a bunch. I mean, let's look at this box score. We're box score warriors here.
Mm.
222 yards passing. Not great. Oklahoma, 271. Only 32 yards rushing. What the fuck? 127 receiving yards for an Oklahoma wide receiver. Hey, I would start by not allowing 127 yards to one guy. Also, yeah. Oklahoma had more penalty yards than Auburn. But they had less penalties. I'm willing to put this in C or D tier. I'll let you call it, Owen.
Okay.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, just give me a C. I mean,
yeah.
Don't know about them giving it away.
Refs gave OU the win over Auburn. We're probably not going to re-rank this one, but unless like OU is clearly bad the rest of the year.
Right.
Which could still be true. Brent Venables, the next DC of your Kansas State Wildcats. Okay. Moving on. Next one comes from Logan Reed, the West Van Ninja. Indiana Jones, Offensive Player of the Year.
Put it in A tier. If he continues like this, it's going to be, yeah. Maybe and CPOY.
That's a hot take. I'll stick it there. Because he's not asking for MVP. He's asking for runner-up. Honestly, the only issue, the biggest thing that could stop him here is he's probably going to win Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody else that would right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aiden Hutchinson might, I guess. Speaking of, let's check on the game real quick. They're looking at Derrick Henry, which either means he just fumbled or looks like they're about to kick a field goal to go back up 7. And they did. They made it.
Bang. Well, yeah, put it in A tier.
I did. Oh, sorry. It's up there in the A tier for Logan.
All right. Yeah, it looks like Henry fumbled. He slammed his helmet.
Oh, wait, what's the score? Yeah, 31-24. Okay. Next one comes from Corey. I guess we're not using last names typically. Corey.
It's Corey. We know Corey.
Well, but let's specify because I think there's.
How about just Banker Corey?
So I'm not going to write Banker Corey on here. Let me just put an initial.
Okay.
S. Corey, yes, Corey S. Says Eagles the luckiest 3-0 team.
Yeah.
He did expand on this, by the way, saying CD had two drops on the final drive, missed field goal by the Chiefs, and the weird Kelce deflection, and then obviously the blocked field goal for a return for a touchdown. So he said, I'll take 3-0 every day, any day, but like, damn, it's the narrowest 3-0 I've seen. As a Chiefs fan, we'll tell you just to take the 3-0s sometimes.
Yeah.
Again, I say that to all my friends when they're like, no, I don't know about, just take your W's. It's fine. It'll be all right. So he said, yeah, Eagles, the luckiest 3-0 team. For that, I'm going to put this in A tier. You know what? Actually, I want to put it in B tier. I think the Chiefs were luckier last year. Owen, what are you looking at? You're looking at fantasy.
The waiver wire. I already said put Eagles lucky 3-0 in A tier, right?
You said A tier? I was going to put in B tier.
I like A tier. They're extremely lucky.
Yeah, but they're not luckier than the Chiefs last year.
No. Well, no. And then we're also scoring. Chiefs going to be low scoring?
What?
We're scoring the next take?
Not yet.
But yeah, B tier's fine.
Okay. Keep it in B tier. Next one is Chiefs going to be low scoring until Xavier is back. Well, Xavier Worthy is back this week. You're probably not going to get real Xavier Worthy, though. You might not get him back for like the whole really year. Who knows what he's going to look like in that shoulder brace.
Mm-hmm.
And he could always pop it out again.
Yeah.
I'd give that an A tier. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely A tier. We've been saying this all year about the Chiefs.
If anything, it's just week too seven's, late.
Week seven's the start of the season.
Well, yeah, and hopefully you get there 3-3. Let's see. It's Corey S 9-22. All right. There you go. That was maybe it was cut off. That's what it said, by the way. This Chiefs going to be low scoring until Xavier is back. All right, your next one comes from Michael. There's a few of them. Kelce should have retired before the season, but most definitely needs to after. It's time to move on.
Well, once again, we'll see what happens when he can't just get double teamed.
So let's rate this as Kelce should have retired before the season.
C tier. I don't think so. But it's not ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he is wide receiver one, probably.
Right.
And he's not fast enough and getting enough separation to be wide receiver one anymore.
Right. Right. He's, yeah, not ridiculous.
But I think it's unfair to characterize it, that is. Once everybody's back, I'll hear the argument. This could move up to S tier for sure, but for now, we keep it low.
Right.
All right, next take. Again for Michael. Mizzou's Norfleet would be a sweet addition to in the draft this year.
Who?
Is that their running back?
No idea.
Mizzou running backs always look great. And unfortunately, they just never end up being great in the league. I.e., the last one?
Yeah.
Who everybody loved also? Sorry. Oh, Norfleet's receiver. Reefer.
Luther Burden ain't doing anything in the league.
Oh, sorry. He's a tight end. White guy! Yeah! White guy.
We already have the next tight end. His name's Noah Gray.
He's also only a junior. I doubt he's coming out early. Three touchdowns, though. He's averaging about 30 to 40 yards a game. It's not bad. That's all right. For a college player, that's actually pretty good. For a college tight end, especially.
B tier.
Yeah. If he wins some tight ends awards, I guess he could move up, but I'm not going to rate it any higher.
And then I think we can combine all of that last paragraph to Chiefs had a lucky win.
Yeah. Norfleet would be a good addition for Casey. Michael. 9-22. Last portion, I'll read it out, Owen.
Chiefs had a lucky win last night. It was a relief to see Thornton catch some deep balls. Mahomes might be in a slump. What is up with his missed passes? Are they a combo of the receiver and his fault, or is he really just missing that many throws?
So I'm not sure this actually needs to be a take. This might just be something we talk about.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't think that he's in a slump. I think that I think he just doesn't have his best connection guys out there.
I think he looks frustrated.
For sure. And I think that the Chiefs had an opportunity to score over 30, but were hampered by penalties and mistakes that gave the Giants, you know, extended the Giants' drive so they didn't punt. And then with drops that made the Chiefs punt.
And oddly enough, I would say Mahomes' deep ball looks the best it has in
It looks better.
Years, probably. And I would also say that as good as – I mean, listen, the Giants' defensive line, this is kind of getting lost in this whole shuffle. That is probably a top five defensive line in the league, if not top three, if not top two, and it ain't number two. You know, it's fucking right. – you know everybody's name on the line. It's Carter, it's Thibodeau, it's Burns, and it's Dexter Lawrence, the best one of them all. They can beat you everywhere, and all those guys can line up anywhere. So the fact and so what is encouraging to me for that is that Mahomes looked as comfortable as he did. That encourages me because yeah. I feel better about seeing that as a Chiefs fan because he. For so long has looked so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like the look of that. I like that he was able to still throw the deep balls and look fairly accurate on them. And it looks like Thornton is getting his pressure down with – or getting his timing down with
yeah,
the bombs.
Yeah,
that's
the important
most important part. Yeah. It'll work out, especially once you have Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice back. It'll look really good. Everybody's got to eat.
Yeah.
Free four. Next one comes from Kelly. Josh Allen is him. I don't know why I read it like that. But what I should have really read it like was...
I like Josh Allen. yes, Josh Allen is him. I would put that as an S tier take, actually. He's fantastic. You want to put it in an A?
I want to put it in A until we see Josh Allen in the playoffs. And I would even argue that he should probably go down to B because he got a DEI MVP last year and always falls apart in the playoffs.
That's true. Well.
But I'll leave it in A because that was our initial reaction.
I wouldn't say always falls apart. Two of his four losses to the Chiefs in the playoffs have not been his fault. However, two of them have been his fault.
True. Falling apart is not fair.
Last year, you could say fall apart. 2 years, 4 years ago, you could say fall apart. But
against the Bengals, he fell apart. Yeah.
Well, but and then against the Chiefs the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
When the Chiefs laid.
But the 13-second game isn't fair.
And then 2 years ago was also not fair.
When they missed the kick, that he wasn't playing very well that game either. To be fair.
Sure.
He doesn't play his best in the playoffs, and that's fair.
Well, he did
play his best in the wild card.
He
round.
Did play his best in the 13 second.
He's a wild card round merchant.
He did play his best in the 13 second game, but
yes,
he got
that
13
was the best
second
we've ever seen Josh Allen, and just not enough. It's not enough.
Few solid Owens.
Jordan
left,
Davis is a hero. I don't know if we really need to rank that. I think we know. Also, he's a Georgia defensive lineman. We know that he's probably
good.
Crashed into a family of four somewhere. Going 120, so I wouldn't call me.
Go Birds F tier.
Go Birds F tier. You just want to put that one in there?
No.
Really? I was pretty close. Next one comes from Sean.
Night Sean?
Yes. Kleiman and our AD should be on the hot seat for the awful play calling we've seen so far. Like, ain't no way with the talent we have, we suck this much.
Yeah. A tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or S. What do you think?
I think they are on the hot seat, to be fair.
Yes, I think that Gene and Kleiman are both on the hot seat, unfortunately. I think the Gene policy of letting Kleiman hire his friends is biting him. If the OC continues to suck, which means we've had two straight hires outside of Klein
yep.
That have just been Kleiman's buddies, and they've both sucked.
I would agree.
But I don't understand the K-State delusion of getting Klein. A&M's going to be paying him so much money.
Yeah, but to come be a head coach at your alma mater is just a different. And we could still probably offer him $8 to $9 million.
We'll see. Oh, damn, Sean.
Come on, Sean. Also, deadass, like, I don't know why the Chiefs are getting so much hate. Like, we have injuries everywhere. Have no identity besides Pat putting us on his back, and we almost damn near beat the Super Bowl champs and the Eagles. Who, by the way, almost lost to the fucking Cowboys. Like, what these people? What are these people talking about? We aren't okay. Like, yeah, what team does well without wide receiver 1, 2, and 4 with a new line? Oh, wait, ask the Bengals how that's going.
I don't think
the Bengals are playing this poorly, and they do have wide receivers 1, 2.
None of that's really a take. That's just Sean showing us he's got ball knowledge.
It's ball knowledge.
Shout out to BBS.
Everybody freaking out about the Chiefs is just wrong. I don't get it. The offense will be fine, especially once Worthy and Rice are back. This offense is going to be good, I would say, even.
Yeah, I think the O-line is markedly improved.
I'm actually fine with everybody writing this off because it means I can get the Chiefs on Super Bowl odds for
better and better, right?
What do you think the Super Bowl odds for the Chiefs are right
now? They were at plus 1,400, so after this win, I bet it'll be back to a plus 11.
They're at plus 1,400?
Yeah.
God damn.
I should have taken it, I know.
Let me see. I don't think the win looked that good, so I think here's my guess. Give me plus 1,250. Let's look it up. Real quick. Futures. Oh, and plus 1,400 still. Has not moved.
Wow.
I'm telling you, get your Chiefs stock now. I'm going to place another bet on them, actually. How much do I have to bet to win 100? What does that come out to? Like $8? No. 7? 50? 725? It's pretty close. 720. Nope, 725. All right. 725 to win $100 right now. Just placed it.
There you go.
Doubling down.
You know that's really a take.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to BBS. Love you, buddy.
Last one. This is our last one. Cut Bucker. even if it does not make financial sense, he's made some important kicks in his career, but actually sucks. He had one good year in 2022, and every time he misses, a woman gets a right to choose.
That is funny. However,
Cut Bucker.
That's a D or an F, bro.
I'm willing to save it into the D tier.
If you think about every big Chiefs game that we've had, Harrison Butker is nailing a field goal in that game.
But you add in all the headaches.
In the regular season?
And all
oh,
the
no.
press stuff that he has to talk about.
Oh, the regular season. Oh, he only won us the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship 3 years in a row. Oh, the regular season miss against the Patriots in week 7. Cut him.
I want to look up Harrison Butker's stats real quick.
Look up his playoff stats. He's nails.
I'll look it up. I'll look,
listen,
I'll,
you think listen, I'm not gonna I understand it? That
he's also been injury prone lately.
True.
Which is also, again, the argument that he is the highest paid kicker in the league.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want about the kicker. That's fine. You can say he's a fine kicker, but he needs to be the best kicker.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And he hasn't been the best kicker lately. Last year, 21 for 25. 84%. This year, he's at 78% as he stands right now. It's not great.
Yeah.
Ironically, he said 2022, which is his worst year that he had as a Chief. When he kicked 75. He's been 88 or above in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 of his 9 seasons. But 3 of his last 4, he's been below 85%. Let me look up his playoffs. 100%, 100%, 87.5, 80%, 85.7, 100%, 100%. He was really nails in 2023, 11 for 11. He only kicked the ball 4 times in the playoffs last year. Made all 4, but...
Oh, weird.
His long was 36.
Hey.
Oh, calm down.
Truman. The kick that sent us to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. How long was that one when that one went right?
Which one?
The one where we beat the Bills.
Longer than you think.
No, it was like 37.
No.
Yeah, it was like 30 or 47.
No.
It was not long.
Chiefs, Bills. What was that, 2024?
Yeah.
No.
Because last year we won on the lame duck pass against the Bills.
Yeah, there it is.
It's fucking 36-yarder, dog.
Hold on. I'm about to look at it. There's no way it was 36 yards that he missed it.
It wasn't to win it, remember? It was to send it to overtime.
Yeah. 44 yards. That's a man's field goal. That's a real field goal.
Is it?
Where's Harrison Butker missed from this year?
I don't know. Probably 12. Who cares? It's regular season.
He missed one that was under 50. Missed a 50-plus yarder last game. I believe those have been his two misses. But he's also missed...
an extra point.
Two extra points.
One
in the first game. I just...
Truman, I simply don't care.
Okay, well, we're paying him the most out of any kicker in the league.
I'm aware.
As long as we know that.
I'm aware.
As long as you know that we're paying him more than we're paying Kareem Hunt.
I goat.
More than we're paying, probably Charles O'Minihue.
Good. Charles O'Minihue is ass.
Okay, right. Sure. More than we're playing Christian.
How ass is Charles O'Minihue?
I know.
Fucking Nicki Minaj, bro.
I know. We could have brought Justin Reed back instead of Harrison Butker. And probably got the same kicking performance.
That's true.
That's one just to think about. That one's for you. But that's it.
Justin Reed.
I just frame all of that just so you think about it.
Do we put that in D tier yet?
Yeah. Sorry.
Cut Butker is a D tier take.
Cutting Butker.
Butker will be making.
What was the Kirk Cousins? Oh. We do need to rank Kirk Cousins hot or not. Sorry, it was too early.
Oh.
I missed it.
We haven't said it yet.
Sorry.
Kirk Cousins is hot, dude.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's an attractive guy. Look up Kirk O'Chains. Unironically,
hold on,
look up.
Hold on. Let's. I want to bring up Google Chrome for this one, I think.
Yeah. Look up Kirk O'Chains.
Hold on, let me. Not YouTube TV. That would get us in trouble. Do I have a Chrome tab open? Yeah. Oh, it's our YouTube. Hold on. Sorry. Trying to find it. No.
Up one.
That's Discord?
No, just open a new one. Open a new tab.
Hold on. Let me just click into something so I can spot it.
Just look up Kirk O'Chains.
Kirk Cousins. Let's just look up Kirk Cousins.
Right. Don't look up Kirk Cousins. Look up Kirk O'Chains.
Oh, let me look up Kirk Cousins. Don't move the goalpost.
Who's commenting right there?
Hold on.
I didn't even see it. Drew it. Up.
I know.
Up.
I see it now. Now it's
there
up
go.
There.
Good job.
Yes. Okay. Come on, dude.
Kirk, not from me. Boy got a weird face structure.
He what does have a weird
what
face
are you talking
structure.
About? That's from it. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you guys talking about? I think he's a handsome guy.
What jersey is he wearing?
Truman, listen. He's Unk, but if he's ugly, then I'm chopped and also Unk. So.
Well.
Just found out I'm chopped and also Unk.
You want to look up Kirko Chains?
Yep. Look up Kirko Chains.
Sure.
He's a handsome guy.
I wouldn't call him hot.
I would
call
hot
him. is a level.
He's got that DILF energy, bro.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
No, there's nothing dark or mysterious about Kirk O'Chain.
That's not what DILF is, bro. DILF
it
is
should,
dad.
Yes.
That stands for dark.
Yeah, thank you.
Truman
I know
needs all
for.
Of his hot dads to be mysterious. If
he
you're
doesn't
not a mysterious
have
dad.
Hot dad energy. He has dad energy. He doesn't have hot dad energy.
Speak for yourself, bro. I'm bricked.
I think Kirk Cousins, I will say Kirk Cousins is not ugly, but he is not hot.
Listen, I'm going to say this again so that you can clip it later, but I'm bricked. There you go. You can clip that. You can use that as an audio.
No, I don't even want, don't give me audio that I don't want to use.
your little sub sound is with all the sugar cubes you can get. That's your sub sound, by the way, just so we're aware.
Like a sugar cube.
He's like,
all the pussy.
Yeah, it's pussy.
You're welcome.
I would classify Kirk Cousins as a hot man, yeah. And if he's not hot, I'm giga chopped. I'm not just regular chopped.
I don't think Kirk Cousins is an attractive guy. I don't think Kirk Cousins is ugly. Fucking, hold on.
Josh Dobbs.
Wait, no. No, don't. Don't show me the Google image searches for this. Hold on.
You gonna look up Josh Dobbs real quick? Mike White, maybe?
Why?
Mike Glennon? We're looking up ugly quarterbacks.
Fuck, I can't.
Kirko changes in your head. Smash. I'm smashing. I'm freaking and geeking. That's the daddest fit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, sorry, not a new window. Oh, then we got no, it's on Instagram. I don't have to sign into Instagram.
Damn, I'm barking.
Don't say that.
Oh, Wesley, I'm dripping. Yeah, smash.
No, dude, no. Not the fucking Kohl's cash. Oh, no. Bro. Don't fucking. Kirk Cousins. Not ugly. Not hot.
I'm bargain. All right.
Damn it. We need to bring back the horny tier.
I guess.
I'd like to know where Allison lands on this. I would like to know if Allison. That's where. That's, see, I don't know how to rank the hot.
Because her. In the comments, I had a couple people agreeing with me. Who was it that was agreeing with me? Someone said, Owen knows what he's talking about.
You didn't respond.
Yes, I did. You just hate me, so it's okay.
I'm a hater.
I understand.
Is
yeah, Kaylee. Kaylee was agreeing with me.
It is a simple yes, no. Is Kirk hot?
Fucking hilarious, by the way. She got 667 replies.
Kirk Cousins.
50% of them, yes, straight man. 43% of them, no straight man. 4% of them, no girls and gays. 3% of them, yes, girls and gays. Men are in on Kirk Cousins.
Bro is handsome, and I'll stand on that. He is handsome. He is not hot. I think Allison is saying not hot, and I think I have to agree with Allison. I think he is handsome. He's a nice man. He's a nice boy.
This is what happens to
but
your
if you're
mind.
At the fucking club, you're not looking for Kirk Cousins. You're looking for hot dudes.
What, you're looking for Truman Steen?
That's right. This. No. You know what? Me and you.
Are we chopped and unk?
We were always. We're. What I would call.
Dude, I gotta know where you're going with
we
this.
We are what we call a slow burn. We simply, I think you took home, you maybe took a girl or two home from a party, but you never took a girl home from the bar, you know?
That's
not,
true.
That wasn't Mr. P's, you know?
I didn't take anyone home from P's.
Okay, fair enough. Not like the first time they met you. We
That's
are
true.
What I would call a slow burn.
Yeah,
we wear you down. And you're like, you know what?
I wouldn't say wear you down. I would not say that.
You know what? Maybe I would sleep with that guy.
You know, I would say we grow
and
on
And now
you.
I'm getting married.
I would
See?
Say I would say that we grow on you. I wouldn't say that we wear you down. Very different.
What's the difference?
Oh, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
Yeah, Truman's outside your door. I'm playing your favorite song.
No. No. You're like, you know what? Yeah.
You know what? I kind of see what all of Truman's 80 billion exes, by the way, Truman's saying all this. Oh, we didn't have that much success. Quick stat for you guys. Truman has not been single for more than 6 months since middle school.
No, I had like a year in high
no,
school.
You did not. No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were seeing somebody, weren't you, Truman?
No.
Yeah, he's lying. No, he's lying. Really. Yeah, yeah. So Truman has not had a prolonged period of inactive female attention since fucking middle school. I just want you guys to know that. So whatever Truman talks about being chopped and or unk, he's a fucking liar.
We're funny. We're smart. We grow on you.
There we go.
We're good conversationalists.
See, we're joking, but that is true.
That is true.
We are goofy.
Yeah.
Your girl let you hit because you're handsome. My girl let me hit because I'm goofy. We're not the same.
Right. Anybody can be attractive, but can you be good enough at word to let somebody let you hit?
Now,
I can.
I can also. I can also.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Truman and
it's life-changing meat. That's why we've got it. That's why we've got it.
Yeah, true.
But Kirk Fair. Cousins?
I think you're right. I think
Kirk Cousins probably a great conversationalist.
I think
actually, you know what? Probably not. But he will go to church with you. And girls like that. Girls like that.
He's loyal.
Your parents would like him.
Good father figure.
Mm-hmm.
Perseveres through adversity.
But he's not hot.
Okay.
Your one night stand dream is not Kirk Cousins. If you had a sex dream about Kirk Cousins and you told your friends, they'd be like, that's weird. Hot guys, if you have a sex dream about them, they're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
You're like, hey, I had a sex dream about Jennifer Lawrence. You're like, yeah, of course. Of course.
I had a sex dream about Ryan Reynolds.
I had a sex dream about Rebel Wilson. Oh, I don't know about that one. Great person. Attractive.
Yeah, not ugly. For you know? Sure. Right. Not ugly.
But you'd be like, all right.
Kind of wild. Kind of wild there.
I don't know about that one. See?
Damn, Rebel catching big strays.
I'm sorry. That was... if somebody went to your friends and said, I had a sex dream about Truman. I had a sex dream about Dom. That's true.
Understandable.
Dude, I thought we were all having those.
We're great conversationalists. You've been listening to us. Episode 265 is the one that finally got you bricked. I understand.
Fine, we're slow burn.
Really slow burn. I've been listening to you guys in 5 years, and I just now realize I think you guys are pretty attractive.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah! All right. I'm with you now, Truman. You're right.
So Kirk Cousins is not hot, I believe, is the take. I'm going to put that in B tier.
Okay, I'm with you. I think some people might find Kirk Cousins odd.
I think he splits the room. I think a fair amount. Wait. What did the girls and the gays say?
3% yes, 4% no. So pretty even. It's pretty even split amongst everybody.
Okay. Interesting.
Also breaking
news.
So
more girls said no. And more guys said yes. More guys want Kirk Cousins to be hot because they're like, I can be what Kirk Cousins is. But he's not hot. He's not hot to the girls and the gays. He's attractive to the girls and the gays. He's not hot.
I guess not.
What? Breaking news, what? Ravens lose.
Lane Kiffin's daughter is sleeping with LSU's linebacker.
Oh.
They play next week.
Oh. Good luck.
Hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, we got to make sure we date this one just in case Kirk Cousins has a real glow up.
What if?
Casey really enters his zaddy era. Travis Kelce. People would call Travis Kelce hot before. Now he's older, I don't know. I think people would still call him hot.
Yeah.
You're never going to see Kirk Cousins on World's Sexiest Man.
Well, Paul fucking Rudd was on there, and he's... He kind of looks like Kirk Cousins, bro.
No, that's not true.
He's got this.
Kirk, also, Paul Rudd has fun guy energy. But, like.
You heard that.
But he's Truman, got fun guy. He's got enough fun guy energy to take you home the first
Truman,
time.
Truman, Kirk Cousins got that energy. You heard when he broke his rib?
the fucking quarterback show.
Yes.
Every throw. If you think Kirk Cousins is hot, you should fucking turn on the quarterback show. You'd have yourself a time. If you want to imagine,
y'all be afraid to moan. I be in my girl's ear like,
All right. That's it.
Goodbye.
Hold on. There's your. There's the tier list as it stands today.
This is enough of
Ben. Kirk Cousins hot ends up in B. Or Kirk Cousins not hot ends up in B. Slightly over yes. Towards the yes side. There you go. Got it?
That's been enough of Dom, that's comedy.
Dom, that's sex.
If you found that attractive, let me know.
Dom, that's sex appeal. Owen Gosh Domin on Twitter. Steam Machine on Twitter. If you want to get this episode earlier than Friday, patreon.com/homedisaster. Shout out to the patrons, Ozzy, Michael, Dylan, Skyler, and Mailbox Kansas City now opening the Iron District.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
See you next time, fellas.
Oh, comment whether or not you think Kirk Cousins is hot and if you are a guy or a girl.
Yes.
Comment if you've had more sex dreams about me or Owen. Comment what your Dom That's True sex dream/fantasy is. We will be picking one winner from the Patreon list. See ya. Life-changing meat.